Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
City is one of those nights, a baseball night in New York for sure. Keith McPherson on the Fan, another KM to AM. Dial 888-808-1019. Let's enjoy the night and have a good time. You can smell it in the air. You can feel it in the air. October baseball. You know, I put out there online, like, this is one of those random late Tuesday nights that if you don't watch baseball, if you don't follow baseball, you don't know what you just missed out on. The scoreboard watching multiple games at once like I did tonight with MLB.TV and keeping your eye on division rivals, keeping your eye on the wild card race. If you're a baseball fan, it's up right now. If you're a baseball fan in New York City, you got to be feeling pretty good right now because some said the AL East was over. I said it. I said the AL East was over. I think we ain't done yet. Some said the Mets season was over. Some said the Mets are dead. Also not done yet. You can't predict baseball. And for us radio hosts, we have to come on every night and try to predict things and forecast things. And we're fans. Sometimes we think with our heart and our gut, and we don't feel so great off of what we've seen. But we don't know. That's why we watch. That's why you can bet on these things. That's why you feel the way that you feel watching them. When you see a walk-off win, when you see a two-run bomb, it's exciting. You know, with the Red Sox beating the Blue Jays tonight, if the Yankees would have lost that game, unforgivable. I was sitting in my living room like, I am going to fry them if they lose to the White Sox, 2-1, returning home. They're getting cooked. Little mistakes here and there, not good enough. Hey. Winning cures all. They bail guys out. They got the win. They got to pop champagne. I want to get a postseason Yankee hat tomorrow. MLB store, Yankee Stadium, wherever they got them. I need the new 2025 postseason Yankee fitted on my head tomorrow. It's so great to just watch them, you know, flip the clubhouse into a party zone with the plastic walls. And, you know, our very own Emmanuel Barbari was in there. Other reporters are in there interviewing the players, and they're celebrating. And don't take that for granted. I get so irritated by people saying, what are they celebrating? Oh, the Yankees shouldn't be celebrating this. It's a long-ass season, man. And they went through ups and downs. And we went through that with them as well. We ride the roller coaster with them as well. I love seeing them celebrate. We'll talk about some of the things they said. Maybe we'll get some audio in here tonight. But good. That's the first box checked off. They clinch a postseason spot. We knew it was clinch night. And if they didn't win tonight, they could come back and do it tomorrow night. But it would have soured things coming back home for the last homestand to the Bronx to not get it done. Against the White Sox, bro. Come on. Little stupid things. Letting the ball drop. not pinch hitting guy, whatever. I'm not going to sweat the small stuff. If you want to call up and talk about those little things in between, of course we can. With the Reds losing to the Pirates, that game was one inning. That second inning is all you had to see. With the Reds losing to the Pirates, the Mets had to win. And that is a classic Mets game if they do go on and get to the postseason. That is one you will remember as their road trip starts, and it's literally do or die every night, controlling your own destiny. They now control their own destiny some. They're back in the dance. And, like, if you watch that Mets game tonight, as I was listening to the game and following along on MLB.com and Twitter, and all, you know, my screens were Toronto versus, or Boston-Toronto, and then I also had an eye on the Tigers versus the Guardians, which that game changed when Tarek Skubal hit David Fry in the face on a bunt attempt. Like, not for nothing, the Tigers collapse is right there. It's worse than the Mets collapse. Like, when you look at what the Guardians are and what they actually aren't, like their payroll, and I don't know. And we'll see. You know, for the Mets tonight, let's focus on the Mets here. I know the Met fan wants to call in 888-808-1019 and talk about how you feel. You had to win. With the Reds losing tonight to the Pittsburgh Pirates, you had to win that first night on the road, and it was a battle all the way. But you had to feel good when your leader, Francisco Lindor, starts you off hitting it out the ballpark. On the north side of Chicago, where they've now, you know, they've come back home and they've lost five in a row, and the Cubs are, you know, they're in the wild card. They can't win the division. They seem like they're failing, right? They seem like they're checked out. And the biggest thing for me with the Mets, two things: their ability to overcome mistakes tonight and not have a glass jaw like we've seen them so many times, and their ability to just fight the cosmic pull, the universal energy of woe is me, LOL Mets, other shoe is about to drop. Not tonight. Not tonight. They had multiple.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Opportunities in this game to come back, and they seize the opportunity. You know, Lindor started them off, but when you're watching that game and the Cubs are making plays, right? The Cubs are making things happen. Carlos Santana, who they picked up off the street recently, you know, he hits a ball into the air, and the Windy City, the wind in Chicago, it takes it out to right field. It drops over Juan Soto's head. Runs are scoring. It's like, oh no, here we go again. But the Mets avoid another losing streak. I remember being on air saying, after this 8-game losing streak, you can't have another losing streak. You can't lose 3 in a row or more the rest of the way. And what I saw tonight and what I could feel tonight, you know, even with David Peterson not having it again, he's just not sharp. He's just not, he hasn't been good. They just put on SNY a 12.54 ERA in his last 5 starts. And then Carlos Mendoza, after the game, I hope they talk him out of this. Mendoza said something along the lines of, like, he could play a big role for us the remaining 5 games. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. What else do you need to see? What else do you need to see from the guy? You know, 5 hits, 5 earned runs, 2 walks, 1K, and he doesn't go deep into the game at all. But you know what? It's a team game. And even though your starter only goes an inning and a third, it seemed like the Mets had a different type of fight about them tonight, where they said, yo, enough. We don't have any time left. We can't go in the tank. We can't fold. Brandon Nimmo back in center field and a little bit of left field, but Brandon Nimmo back in center field with a huge homer. One of the homers that I'm saying, if they do make the postseason and go on a run here, the Cubs are a postseason team. They just beat them. Let's see what they do the next two out of three. You'll remember that Brandon Nimmo homer to bring you back to tie the game. That rally in the fifth inning. Not having a glass jaw, getting off the mat, like having some heart. I think that's what Mets fans want to see out of their team at this point, right? Are you guys just going to go quietly into the night? Are you going to just fold? Because that's what it seemed like. It seemed like they were folding when the ball goes over Juan Soto's head, when Jeff McNeil throws the ball away from Pete Alonso. It's like, come on, man. The errors, the mistakes. I think I heard on the radio that they've got like seven errors in their last five games, and it's like they're self-destructing. But something changed tonight. Something had to change tonight with your literal season on the line. The make it happen Mets. They imposed their will. They made it happen. The lineup hit. This vaunted lineup got it done. My favorite Met, El Troll. This kid, man, that's why I like him. Francisco Alvarez. He's got that moxie about him. He's got that gamer in him. He's got that clutch in him. You know, after the Mets, you know, tie it up, or the Mets take the lead 7-6 and the Cubs tie it up, it's like, come on, man. Like, it's a battle the entire game. This kid, late in that game, when there's this stat that hangs out there about the Mets never coming back, the Mets never winning a game after the eighth inning, he goes out there and hits a two-run bomb to put you up 9-7. And it's like, is this real life? Yeah, it's real life. It's late in September. And if you're a baseball fan and you're watching these games, this is where legends are made. This is the moment you will remember. You'll remember how you felt, where you were when that home run was hit. And then, of course, after the bullpen does enough, from Brazoben to Stanek to Soto to Rogers to Raley, the big money man, you're going to have to pay some more money because he's like that. Edwin Diaz comes into that game and it's curtains. Edwin Diaz for two innings to close the door. Edwin Diaz against the top of their order, not a problem. Edwin Diaz to finish the game off, done. And the Mets get to do their ring around the rosy, kick their feet together. You know, the wheels on the bus, uppercut celebration, LGM, 888-808-1019. It's a good night, man. It's a good night for fans to call the fan, talk about what you saw, talk about what you feel, how you think. Nobody knows anything, so call up and predict it. No one knows anything. Tell us how you feel. Yankee fans, are the Yankees about to take this division? Are they about to make a run at this? It's looking like they obviously can. Tomorrow, Garrett Crochet is on the mound. And Max Fried is on the mound for us. So, like, not for nothing, it's lining up here. And Mets fans, how do you feel about your position? Like, I saw a stat that the Reds are 20 and 23 in their last 43 games. This is what I've been saying the whole way. They're not good. Like, they're all right. Do you want to see an all right team get into the postseason? And I know the Mets haven't been good, but they have the players. They have the pieces. They have to turn it on. I'd rather see New York on both sides in the postseason. I'd rather see Juan Soto, Lindor, Alonso, Francisco Alvarez, Nimmo, these guys in the postseason. So let's see. Tomorrow, you know, and honestly, like with David Peterson, I don't understand the... Yeah, he could play a big part. He's failed every single time out. He's a big part of why it's been a struggle. But here comes young Jonah Tong. Can he do it again? Can he go out there and take the series? Because you have to take both of these series to ensure your trip to October. You can't lose the series. And here comes Matthew Boyd, an all-star. Like, can he stabilize for the Cubs? Baseball is amazing, man. You got to love it. Like, we are in the best part of it as we are trying to see who is who and what is what and where the chips are going to fall. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm not going to take a lot of time opening up. We're not going to talk a lot of football. Jackson Dart, we already kind of knew when I was on last night because Brian Daboll did not back Russell Wilson. We kind of knew it was time. I'll give you my thoughts and my take on that tonight, but it's a baseball night in New York. The Yankees walk it off. Caballero, amazing. Volpe, Wells deserve their respect. The Chicken Parm Partners, you got to put respect on their names. They've been terrible a bunch, but that doesn't mean you quit on them. The Yankees bullpen, good enough. Pulling out that game, having a rally in their bones to walk it out, walk it off. Shout out to you if you went out there tonight to start the homestand. And for the Met fans, you got to believe. That is a you got to believe type of game. That is a game that you have to sit there for all nine innings and believe that the Mets are going to win and fight and punch their ticket to October and not be the biggest collapse of all time, not be an absolute disaster. It ain't over until it's over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.